Hello, hello. You're listening to a special edition of Is Good on killradio.org. My guest today is Joni Mendenhall. We're going to start by listening to a track from some CDs she brought in, and then we'll get into some interview and some live stuff, so stick around. It's going to be a great show. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
For all I can remember, it was just a promise of trouble, but I wanted to feel it all. Succulent flowers have blocked path. I can't see down, but I wanted to feel it all. It all. It all. It's hanging on a string, and I don't want to miss anything. So I open my heart up again. Oh, 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 oh. Some think it's awful, and some people understand. I don't care, 'cause I feel it all. Lines climb, curling and winding, like a small crime, cool and inviting. I don't care, 'cause I feel it all.
Listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Joni Mendenhall. I'm going to get all these lines up on the mixing board here. How's it going, everybody?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for coming in all the way from San Diego.
Yes, from San Diego. Thanks for having us. We're happy to be here.
I hope traffic wasn't too bad on the way here. Ray was saying it wasn't too bad.
It was fine. It's perfect.
Yeah, we got lucky today. Yeah.
It must be a real pain though sometimes when you're playing in LA and then have to drive home, which should be 45 minutes, taking you 5 hours.
Well, late at night it's great. So after show it's always really quick because there's no one else on the road, but sometimes on the way up to a gig it can be kind of hairy.
Is there an independent scene that you guys are a part of in that area of Southern California, or do you consider yourself an LA project?
Oh no, we're a San Diego band for sure. We live in North County, San Diego, which makes the drive up to LA a little bit shorter. But most of the shows that we play are down in San Diego, and there's a really great scene of bands in San Diego. Lots of people that we just love to play with, and it's a really fun scene.
Now tell me who's here today with you and who plays what in this.
Okay,
whole
so
thing?
I brought Ray Swen with me today, and Ray is a really great multi-instrumentalist that everyone in San Diego is trying to steal from me, which I don't like, but good for him, I guess. He plays violin and guitar, actually mostly guitar these days. He plays in my band, but he also plays violin and mandolin and really pretty much whatever you put in front of him. It's pretty maddening.
And what do you do mainly? The keys and vocals? And
yeah. Keyboards, guitar, and sometimes they let me play a little bass in our set too, which I really like.
Now, is this something that just started with like a girl on a guitar, a girl on a keyboard, like a folk thing, and then became a more textured band-like project?
I guess so. I definitely started out doing my songs solo a really long time ago, and Ray's probably the first person who became a long-term fixture of my band, and that was, I guess, 4 years ago at this point. I found him at a block party and stole him away from the crappy band he was playing in.
Yeah, that band sucked, man.
Yeah, and he's been a part of it for a long time, and then we've sort of picked up some new members. So it's definitely a band situation now, which is really,
I can't believe
really
it's been 4 years already.
I know.
That's scary to say.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
And has that changed the way you approach the whole project now? Is it still you're doing all the songwriting and coming in and then saying to the band, you know, work with this, or is it more of a collaborative thing?
I still do all the songwriting because it's just something I've always kind of done in private, I guess. Right. But
it's your name on the CD, so
yeah, exactly. But it's having these guys in the band has definitely changed the way the songs are delivered, of course. And I'm sure it's affected my songwriting too. I think my songs have changed a lot over the years, and I'm sure in a big way that's been informed by the people that I play with. Ray and I did co-write a song together for the first time a couple months ago, which we play in our set. It's a fun one.
Cool. Well, on that note, why don't we do a live song? What would you like to start with?
So we're going to do a song that's called Good Time Joe, and this is off of my new, soon-to-be-released album.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Joni Mendenhall.
Everyone I asked said there's a phone just down the road, just down the road. So I walked until the road was done. Dirt in the sun, 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 dirt in the sun. Call you like I told.
You're listening to Is Good. My guest is Joni Mendenhall. That was great. And yeah, thank you. This may sound like a totally convoluted question, but it's like, okay. I'm wondering, just listening to that song, there seems like there's this interesting balance between sort of the prettiness of your voice and your music, and the instrumentation, though, is a little bit darker or heavier than you usually hear in this kind of music. You know, it's the sort of two conflicting worlds. It's not light, happy pop, and it's also not this like depressing, you know, listen to me, I'm so indie kind of thing, you know?
I'm so glad you brought that up, actually, because whenever people ask, you know, like, what kind of music do you play, that question, I've always like tried to experiment with different ways of answering that question, because it's just kind of awkward. I think any musician would agree it's just an awkward question to answer. And so I've been like thinking of all these different ways to describe it, like it's pop music and that there are choruses and like melodies that you can hopefully grab onto and remember, and lyrics that are kind of upfront, but I guess it's sort of like screwed up pop music, or, you know, people will say like left of pop, or sometimes I say off pop, like
interesting,
like the way they would say off Broadway or something. So yeah, I really like the format of pop music. I'm a total sucker for like a huge chorus, and I will listen to the same song over and over, and even if it's just like a really terrible song, if it gets in my head, I want to hear it over and over. So I tend to gravitate towards that kind of music that you can sing along to and that can become, you know, that kind of song. But anyway, but I also don't really have an ability to write like really lighthearted, like, what's the thing Ray and I were talking about? Topicless songs. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that answers your question.
Your songs are about something.
Yeah, they're about something, and there's definitely like a darkness to it. And I love having people like Ray, and we've got my drummer, Tyler Ward, who also adds this really cool element and just brings out different dimensions to the songs so that they don't get too like cute.
What are some of the things that you like to write about, like some themes that you come back to a lot?
I really like to write about my little sisters.
Really?
I have a number of songs that are either about them or for them or inspired by things that they've gone through. I like to write about, I guess, like trying to find your place in the world and kind of reconciling the past with who you are now and who you are trying to become.
And that kind of works with the music as well, because you're dealing with different kinds of sounds and balancing those, the different vibes that they come with.
Totally. Yeah. I think the topics tend to be about like make things that don't seem like they would fit together, but then making it all fit together. So I think, yeah, good observation. I like that.
Go cool. With that. Well, let's listen to another track from the CD. This is your, this is an EP sort of foreshadowing a full
yes,
length.
Yes, exactly. These are the three songs that I'm, showing to people before I release the whole album a couple months from now.
All right, cool. Looking forward to it. So we're going to play Cakewalk next. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Joni Mendenhall. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Candy apples and kettle corn. Oh, I still love you like you were just born. Cherry cheeks and candy eyes. You're a dolly come to life. Learn the tune and tapped your
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Joni Mendenhall. And Ray, I want to ask you, playing in this act and being a musician in many different acts, you know, what is it that you do differently to bring out Joni's voice and her style of music making?
I think, honestly, I felt more connected just on a musical level to Joni than I have anyone else. And it's also that since I've been playing music outside of the classical realm, I've known her the longest. So it's just been really easy to love the songs that she's come out with, and to want to play along to them. So it's been really easy. I mean, it's tough when I haven't been listening to it for a couple of months because I've been elsewhere. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to getting back into it now that I'm back in the fold.
So like over time, I guess you gain a deeper understanding of the way that she writes songs, so that it probably takes you less and less time to sort of figure out what to do with a song when a new one comes in.
There was definitely a time when we were probably spending entirely too much time together, and like she wouldn't let me listen to new songs when they came out because I wanted to get going right away.
And you immediately knew what to do with them, huh?
I knew what I wanted to do with them.
That was a funny thing because like Ray is such an amazing instrumentalist, and there was a time when we were actually roommates too, and like I had all these new songs and I was starting a new recording project, and I was like scared to take them to him at first because I knew that once he put his like, you know, amazing stuff on it, there was no going back from there. And I was almost just like sort of waiting it out before I brought it to him. And I think it really kind of pissed him off.
I didn't take it personally though. I'm over it now.
Totally.
Yeah, totally.
No, I can see how that would be a challenge though for a singer-songwriter when you're working with other people, and it's even more so when it's with people who you really respect, because you know they're going to add things to the song that aren't coming from you, and you have to give up part of the song to them in order for it to breathe.
That's exactly right. And, you know, when in making this album, even though I like, you know, think of a polite way to say this, I left him out of the process for that first like couple months with my new songs when I was just sitting there in private with them. But everything that he came up with in the studio, and just all the cool guitar and violin arrangements that he came up with, just completely blew my mind. And I think I was ready for them by the time I let him do it.
Nice.
And it's just, I'm so happy with the way everything came out.
For me, it's been one of the more important lessons that I learned. I've always been self-conscious as being a sideman. With all the other people that I work with, it's always about, you know, giving them space and allowing, you know, what's going to happen and then putting my spin on it. But it was really hard when we were actually separated by a wall. It was just like, it wasn't easy to do that. I just wanted to put my, stuff all over it. It's horrible. It's rude. It was rude is what it was.
Sorry.
Don't break up right now, right here in the show. I have a good track record, and
we'll do it in the car. We'll do it on the way back. I'm gonna drive down.
A few bands move on to other things, but not actually in the studio. Why don't we do another live song if you guys are ready?
Sure.
What would you like to play?
So this song is called "That Old Blackbird." I need to just check the keyboard sound here for a second. Okay, Ray, do you know the chords to this one?
No.
Great.
Whenever
Perfect.
You're ready.
Okay. Thank you.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Joni Mendenhall. Again, beautiful song.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Tell me a little bit about your writing process. I mean, your songs are so full of thought and emotion and complexity, and you know, they're not little ditties, you know. So is that something, do you work on the lyricism and then find the instrumentation, or does it start with a sound and then you add words to it?
You know, it's different for every song, and there are certain songs that just kind of like pop out really quickly, and looking back on them, I can't really even remember how they were written. And then other ones I labor over more, so it's really different each time. I usually start with the instrument, actually, like sitting there with the instrument, and then maybe a lyrical idea that's been kind of sitting around for a while might just sort of click into whatever I'm jamming on the piano.
And do you set aside a time to be creative and come up with songs, or do they just kind of hit you out of the blue and you got to rush to find a napkin to write down your idea?
Not quite that, but usually I get really busy with writing songs when I have big responsibilities I'm supposed to be attending to, and to avoid those, all of a sudden I'm like, oh crap, I gotta write this song, and then I'll spend like a whole day on it when, you know, and just then be late on my taxes or whatever. So.
Well, you gotta do what you gotta do to get the work done.
Yeah.
What came for you first? Was it playing an instrument or singing?
Oh, definitely playing instruments. I've played piano since I was 4 years old, and guitar since I was like a teenager, and singing, it was something we always did around the house. Like, my mom was really into, like, you know, singing harmonies along with church or the radio in the car. So we always sang around the house, but I didn't really start to like try to write my own songs and sing them until I was a little bit older, like maybe 16 or something, or 17. So
and did you just sort of open your mouth and out came this ability to sing?
Well, I mean, like I said, we always sort of sang around the house, so it wasn't like a big thing that I suddenly realized I knew how to do. Also, the piano lessons that I took all growing up, there was a big kind of singing element to it also. So I was really comfortable singing notes. But, you know, then it, I guess, I don't know. I've had my ups and downs with singing.
Did that help you, though, sort of being comfortable with playing music and with singing? The first time you went up on stage and said, you know, hi, everybody, I'm Joni Mendenhall, this is what I do. Did you feel, you know, kind of relaxed about that because you were confident in your abilities, or was it kind of nerve-wracking?
Oh, I was really used to performing because, like, with piano and stuff, I did a lot of performing all along. But, yeah, it's different when you're playing, you know, a song that you wrote and singing it. I don't really, honestly, I don't remember the very first time that I ever did that in front of people. I think it was just really gradual, like, hanging around with friends. And then there was, like, a coffee shop in my town where my friends and I did a little gig together when we were really young. And then once we played in this really cool old theater called La Paloma Theater for like something to do with our school. And that was probably like the biggest show I did at that age, because like the whole school was sitting there. And I think that was the first time I was like, oh man, this is really different from like playing a Bach prelude in front of some judges.
But at least being familiar with being in front of an audience.
How
did that affect you going into the recording studio and putting down an album? Was that a much different thing for you? Was that kind of weird? Or did you fall into that as naturally as you fell into live performance?
Well, the very first time I ever recorded was with a group of musician friends, this little band that I had in high school. And that was easy. That was just like, I don't know. There was just nothing. We had nothing to lose. We were like 16 years old. It was just a blast. And then the first time I really went in to make my own album was about 4 years ago. And I say went in to make my own album, meaning went into my kitchen with my computer. And so, no, there was no anxiety there. It was just a completely private affair, and it was really fun.
Do you have a sort of, is it apples and oranges for you, live performance versus recording in the studio? Or are there things that you like about both of them, or one more than the other?
I absolutely love recording. It is so much fun. And I love playing shows, too. I don't really know what my point is, because I was trying to say that they're really different, but I just said the same thing.
Well, you love them both for different reasons.
They're just totally different. Playing live is just so fun because, you know, especially with a band. Oh, God, I love playing with the band. It's so fun.
Do you do a lot of solo live performances as well?
Not lately. Lately, I've just been like bringing the band out for everything because they really belong on these songs.
It must feel kind of weird trying to do the songs without them, too.
Yeah, right. There are a couple that I just probably wouldn't even do, like the ones I play bass on. That would be awful. So, yeah.
Let's listen to another track from your CD. This is
Empty Your Heart, and I want to say... Okay, so this is one of the ones that I played bass on, actually. And this one I am about to release on vinyl. My friend Angela Correa of Koreatown, she and I... just made a split 7-inch vinyl record.
Oh, awesome.
With one of her songs on side A.
And she's such an incredible talent, too. Like, what a great person to work with.
And she is actually singing backing vocals on this song, Empty Your Heart, which is side B of our vinyl.
Nice. And when can we expect Promise of Trouble, the forthcoming LP?
Oh, that's not the title anymore. I shouldn't have given you that. The LP is going to be called On a String, and I'm pretty sure June. I don't have an exact date, but probably June.
All right, cool. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is more Joni Mendenhall for you. Stick around.
Chances we had failed, stuck on the details. Empty your heart right out. Had an agreement, don't breathe a word.
Joni, where can people go to get some music now before this album comes out?
Well, right now I've got those three songs that we listened to off the album just streaming on MySpace. There isn't really a way to buy them right now. But you can buy stuff off of my old album on iTunes. It sounds pretty different because, like I said, I made it all by myself years ago.
This was the kitchen album?
Yeah, the one that you have. Yeah, that one. It's called Secretary Waltz, and it was really just kind of like, just this very independently made thing. And then after making that album, I got to know a lot of other musicians around town, a lot of other people. And so this new album is much more collaborative. I've got like really cool people playing on it, including Ray and some other people. So, yeah, it's just really different. So you're welcome to listen to it, but I'd say hold out for the album.
And is there your MySpace page, / Joni Mendenhall, is that the place to go for the latest up-to-date info?
Yep. Yeah, that's it.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
So shall we jump into another live song?
I don't know. Do you want to?
I think we should. I think it'll be fun. You're a little nervous about this one, I can tell.
Yeah, I am. Ray talked me into doing this one, and I know it's a mistake, but I'm going to do it anyway.
It's going to be rad.
That's a glowing endorsement. All right, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Joni Mendenhall. Check it out.
Okay, so this is called Metal Box. Ray, can you count us off?
One, two, three.
All your possessions you put in the car, and you drove to a metal box in a concrete yard. A concrete yard. You say don't worry, but I too much care for your clothes and your books and your plates and your forks and your chair. Oh, your chair. I can't wait for you to come around. You had a real tough break and you're still coming down. And I can't wait for that excuse to come. Way down, she's a landlady in a metal town. And when it's dark, does she go inside your couch and your clothes for a place to hide? A place to hide. And I say, why are you paying for this? Cause you need the cash and your stuff just isn't worth that. Yeah, yeah. Isn't worth that. Yeah, yeah. And I can't wait for you to come around. You had a real tough break and you're still coming.
Thank you. Listen to Ray, because he knows what's good for you. I can't believe you were considering not doing that awesome, awesome song on my show.
You. It's a fun one.
That is fun. It's such an unusual song. You do so many things like in that song that make the you know the listener go, huh? What I was, you know, you start to get used to the song, and then you're, oh, that I wasn't expecting that. That's a new
we're
thing.
We're trying to make people uncomfortable. That's what we're trying
yeah,
to
do. Yeah, that's our main goal with that
that's,
one.
That's
really.
That's my job. That's fantastic. Is that a new song off the album?
Yeah, it's on the album. It's really cool on the album. We got this great like baritone sax player, and Ray goes completely insane on the guitar on that one. And got all the boys. You, Ray, you go insane on the guitar.
I forgot about that. Okay.
Yeah, you did. And we've got all the boys singing along. It's really, really fun. It definitely is pretty weird compared to the rest of the songs on the album. But
it's somewhere
there.
Between a bluegrass song and a gangster rap song. I mean, it's
it's also kind of Broadway, I've been
yeah,
told.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Yeah, and then you were really doing some amazing things with the violin as well, Ray. I mean, that was, you were kind of like slapping it like a bad girl. I mean,
I had to, because even though Joni has perfect pitch, she doesn't have perfect rhythm. So sometimes I just have to keep it. After I met Joni, I had to try and find a lot of different ways to make the instrument do what I wanted to do. I mean, I mm-hmm. played violin like Joni. I started playing when I was really little, and I played classical music. So when I started playing her songs, I had to find different ways to make the instrument do what I wanted it to do, so to better serve the music. So that's just one of those things that seems to make sense at the time, and other people talk about it later and make you self-conscious about it.
So, Now, when we sign off, we'll listen to a track from your earlier CD. I was just wondering if you had any thoughts on sort of how your music has evolved over the years, now that you're working with a band and you have this new album coming out. And
yeah.
Do you feel like this is more what you want to do, or is it just a growing process?
Yeah, well, I feel like I'm always working towards, you know, trying to write better songs, and with this recording process, trying to just make it the best it could possibly be. And then in that process, I've learned even more. So, of course, like the songs that will come out, you know, in the next round of songwriting and the next round of recording will probably be, you know, hopefully another step forward. So, I mean, the arrangements on the new stuff are definitely, I think, more interesting and more thought out and just better in general. And the songs, I think, are... You know, I'm older now, so like I think I've learned a little bit more about how to write songs. It's less of a less of a diary entry approach, I think. Not that I mean, I always tried to not do that, but I think I've gotten a little more successful in that goal. So.
And do you have a sort of sense of, as a musician, what your end game is? Like how you know when you've arrived? Is there like a goal in mind, fame and fortune, or just you know, touring Europe, or you know, is there like an idea of something that you want to say?
I would absolutely love to be able to go on tour and like really play these songs every night for a while.
Mm-hmm. And then retire.
No, not even that. I mean, I just love to play music. I love to record. I love it. So, you know, I think the goal for most people in my situation is just to keep it going as long as possible. And that can be hard sometimes, you know, juggling having a day job and trying to make the best music that you possibly can. And knowing that if your music could pay those bills, then it would really be a lot easier and it'd be really cool. But I don't know. I think my goal is just to keep on doing it no matter what happens.
Cool. Well, Joni, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And it's been great hanging out with you. And this episode will be available for download off of myspace.com/thisisgood. And, of course, isgoodmusic.com, which is currently in beta testing. And what should we listen
to
from
play,
this CD?
We're going to play track one from my old album. It's called The Trees by Your House.
You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org with my guest, Joni Mendenhall. And do you have any gigs coming up that you want to throw out?
Yes, in fact. May 3rd at... Crane's Hollywood Tavern.
Oh,
with
that
you.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool.
All right. Isgoodmusic.com presents Crane's Tavern. Joni Mendenhall. That will be a great show. That's a free show Saturday, May 3rd. You'll be listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
We don't need to be friends.